Begin the current daf, Masechta Baba Basa daf Ayin Hey. Begin on the bottom line of daf Ayin Dalma Beis, where the Gemara continues with the agathic teaching from the previous daf and discussing specifically that of the Beliasin, that of that fish, that enormous fish called Lebiasin. So the Gemara continues another teaching from Ki Asar of Dimi Amr Rebbe Yonasan. He said, Asa Gavriel Lasses, ultimately in the future there will be that the Malach Gavriel will make, as we continue on top of Ayin Hey and Aleph, Kinegiyah Im Lebiasin, which is a hunt. Catching, when you catch animals, or any type of catching of is called kenigya, it's some type of hunting. The Malach Gavriel will hunt and catch this fish, Leviyasin. Shem, like, this is a pasuk in Eiv. When, again, Hashem has these conversations with Eiv, saying, what are you questioning? Do you know, can you do the things that I do? Where, although the letter hey is not in the pasuk, but it's that concept of hatimshech Leviyasin. Can you draw the Leviyasin in this hunt? To catch the Leviyasin, which infers that because ultimately that is something that will be done, as the Gemara is saying, with Gavriel and Leviyasin, Bechaka, with a fish hook, Uvechavu Tashkil L'Shoyne, and with a rope, can you go ahead and pull out its tongue? So we see that the concept is that in the future it will be. Now, but says the Gemara further, Vil Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. However, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help the Malach Gavriel, Ein Yochele, he wouldn't be able to capture the Leviyasin. Shalom, like it says over in the pasuk, it says, Ha'oisai, the one who makes him, meaning reference to Hashem, who made this creature, Yagish Charboi, will draw out his sword to kill him. Now, although the pasuk there in Eve is talking about by behemoths, by animals, but the same thing applies to Leviyasin, that even the Malach Gavriel would not be able to, if not with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another teaching from Ki Asar of Dimi, he says, Amr B'Yechanan, says Bishosh Leviyasin Rav, at the time when the Leviyasin is hungry, Mitzi Havel Mipiv, he emits this air, this vapor from his mouth, Umartir Komemishab Mitsula, and that heats up all the waters that are in the depths. So now like it says the pasuk in Eve, it says Yartiach, he bubbles up, Kasir like a pot, Mitsula, the depths of the water of the sea. Now, Vilmali Machnes Rashul Laganaden, and if it weren't that he puts his head then into the Garden of Eden, in Kober Yuchay Laman Berecha, there would be no creature that could withstand that odor that is because there's this breath and there's heat that comes out. It also has a very strong odor that's so strong, if not that his head was in Ganaden, which then sweetens it, then no one would be able to withstand on this world. Shlomo, like it says over there in the Pasuk, it says that Yom Yasim Kemarkacha, that he makes the seas like a besamim, which is like Roikach Merkachas, meaning because he puts his head into the Gan Eden, so there it's aromatic, and then when that vapor, that strong breath that he has, together with Gan Eden, so that neutralizes it and makes it into this sweet type of a smell. But if not, then no one would be able to withstand the odor of his breath. Now, Ubishosh at some end, and when he's thirsty, Isa Tlamim Tlam Bayam, he makes that it seems like as if there's deep furrows in the sea, which is like when there's plowing, because of how he drinks. He makes like literally, like you see how much is missing in the seas, that he made like these furrows. Shlemak, it says in the Pasuk afterwards, it says, Acharav, after him, meaning after that the Leviyasin drinks, Yo'ir Nasiv, that the sea then lights up with paths. Where are these paths that are made in these indentations in the sea from how much the Leviyasin drinks? Now, Amr Vacha Bar Yaakov, he says that Ein Tahim Chayzel Leisani, that the depths do not go back to their former strength because of how much water that the Leviyasin drank up that's missing now at Shiv Mishan until a period of 70 years. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk over there, it says Yachshev Tahim Leseva, he makes it comparable to depths as an elderly. Now, the Ein Seva, the term Seva of elderly is not Pchus Meshiv, it's not less than 70 years old. And when he drinks, when Leviyasin drinks from the seas, it makes it like a Seva, which means say that it's a 70-year deficit. It takes 70 years to come back to its former strength. Amar Rabba Amar Biechna. Continuing on this theme of Leviyasin, the Gemara brings a few teachings from Rabba in the name of Biechna. Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a feast for the righteous, Mibsar Shlaviyasin, from the meat of this Leviyasin fish. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Eiv, Yichru Olav Chabarim, that the Chabarim, the friends, will be Yichru on it. What does this mean? The term Yichru refers to a feast. Shlomo says in the Pasuk in Melachim Beis, says, V'yichru lehem kera gedai lo v'yich lo v'yishtu, that he made for them a large kera. What does that mean? A feast, because it says that they ate and they drank. Now, the friends are none less than the Talmudic scholars. Shnei, like it says the pasuk in Shir Hashim, it says Hayishev is begun, they sit in the garden. Chaverim makshim lekeilech, the friends who listen to your voice. Hashmini, let me hear them. That's a reference to the Talmid Chachamim, which are called the Chaverim. Now, so they eat the meat of the Leviathan. Vashar machal kanoise, and the rest is going to be split up. And va'asin b'ischer b'shuk Yerushalayim, they're going to make commerce with it in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. Shlomo, it says over there in the Pasuk in Eiv, it says, Yechtsuhu ben Kananim will be divided amongst the Kananim. Now, v'in Kananim ele tagarm. The term Kanani is a reference to a merchant, which that's the idea that they're going to be split up and they're going to use it as merchandise in the marketplaces of Yerushalayim. Shlomo, it says the Pasuk in Hosea, it says, Kanan, a merchant, b'yadai mazne mirma, in his hand are deceitful scales. Lashik ohev, he loves to steal. Or viboy say mahocho, you could bring this pasuk in Yeshaya that shows that Kanani means a merchant, where it says asher secharbeho sarim, where its peddlers are princes. Kananeho, her merchants, nichbodei aretz, are the honorable ones of the land. Another teaching from Amar Rabba or Rabbi Yechon on this topic, asra kadosh baruch hu lasis sukkah latzadikim. Hakadosh baruch hu ultimately make a sukkah, which that term is lahat, meaning that there's a covering, a roof on the top, and four walls on the four sides, for the righteous, mi'arish lebiyasin, from the hide of the lebiyasin. Shnem, like it says the pasuk in Eiv, hasimali besukas ayri, can you go ahead and fill up, make a sukkah out of its skin, which is what Hashem is going to do, and he's telling Eiv, you can't do this, that you have to understand the difference, what you cannot even do, that you don't even come close. Now, Zacha says the Gemara, if a person merits, as we said, oisenly sukkah, so they make for him a sukkah out of the skin of the labiasin. Lai zacha oisenly tziltzal. But if it doesn't merit, then they don't make a full sukkah, meaning with a roof and walls, but rather only a covering without walls. So then, like it says, the pasuk in Eiv, that he tells Eiv that can you ubit tziltzal, that for this roof covering, again without walls, can you make dogim reishai out of a fish's head? You cannot do that, but that's what's saying that Hashem will ultimately do it for people that are on the lower level of righteousness. So again, as we said, zacha oisin le tziltzal. So if a person merits, at least he'll have this tziltzal, which is this roof covering. Lai zacha, if it doesn't merit that much, oisin le anak. Then they make for him a necklace. Again, this is all out of the skin of the lebiyasin. Shnomik says the pasuk in Mishlei, v'anokim legargarei secha, that a necklace for your neck. Zacha oisin le anak. If a person merits, he gets a necklace. Lai zacha, if it doesn't merit to that, oisin le kemea, then they make for him an amulet, which Shnomik says the pasuk in Eiv, that again, he tells Eiv, v'tikshirenu l'narisecha, can you go ahead and tie it, meaning the lebiyasin, for your maidens? Which again, tying connotes a small little thing, which is tied around the neck, which is like an amulet, which is a very small thing. So again, that the righteous will get the utility of the skin of the lebiyasin, again, depending on their level of righteousness. Now, v'ashar, the rest of the skin of the lebiyasin, parsa kadosh baruch hu al chemis Yerushalayim, kadosh baruch hu was spread out on the walls of Yerushalayim, and its shine will radiate from one end of the world to the other end. Shnei, like it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, and the nations will go according to your light, which Marsha says Aleph and Ayin are interchangeable, which could also be la'irich with an ur, with your skin, meaning with the skin of the lebiyasin, umalochem lenoigezarchich, and kings, according to the light that's shining out, that's how they're going to follow that path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future. The Gemara continues on this theme about Yemais HaMashiach, of the days when Mashiach will come. It says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'samti chad koid shim shaysayich, that I will make that your walls will be chad koid. So what does that mean? So Amar Shmuel ben Achmeini says, pligi, that there's a machlekes regarding these stones that the walls of Yerushalayim will ultimately be made out of, that is between tri malochi b'riki, between two angels in heaven. Gavriel u'michol, some say it's actually three Amarab and Marab. The Machlokes between two Amarab and Eretz Yisrael. And who are they? Yehuda v'Chizkiya, who are B'nai Rebchiyah, the sons of Rebchiyah. Chadam or Shohem, one says is Shohem stones. V'chadam or Yashbe, one says is Yashbe stones. Now, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them, L'ha v'chadein v'chadein. Let it be like both of their opinions. That's what the word kadkoid means. I'm going to make your stones kadkoid, which means kadein v'chadein. Meaning, it's going to be made out of Shoyim and Yashpe. Now, as Rashbam points out, although this pasuk was many years before the sons of Reb Chiya, But you could say that that was the prophecy of Yeshaya, that whatever the interpretations will ultimately be, Hashem said all the walls are going to be made out of all those interpretations. Now the pasuk says over there, Usharayach, and that your gates, La'avne Ektach, will be out of Ektach stones, which Rashbam translates as Karbank Lo Balaz, which in Targum Yonasan they translate as Avne Gumra, as fiery bricks that like have a red hue. Now, says the Gemara additionally, what you could translate the word Ektach, says the Gemara, Ki hodi yasav Rabbi Yechon the Mekudarish, like Rabbi Yechon was sitting and he expounded, that Asar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Avonim Tevim Argolis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately bring precious stones and pearls, which Avne Ektach are these, Karbankle is this also type of a precious type of a stone, but additionally has another interpretation to it. He's going to bring these stones, Shem Shleshim HaShleshim, which are 30 by 30 Amas, V'chaykik Behen Eser, now will be engraved out in there, a width of 10 with a height al esrim by 20, and that's what the term ektoch is also means, a term of kedeach, of engraving out, which is going to make these holes in these stones, in these gems, which again, but it also means a precious stone, which that it's, it lights up like a fiery stone, like the term koitcheish. Umamidin b'shar Yerushalayim, and Hashem will then put these by the gates of Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells that Liglig Alav Oisit Talmud, there was a certain student of Rabbi Yechanan that was laughing at this. Hashto kebe asa ditzitz loloi meshkechin. He says, what do you mean? Now, these days, we can't even find a precious gem the size of the egg of a small bird, which is called like a dove. Kule hai meshkechin. You tell me in the future Hashem will take precious stones that are 30 amas by 30 amas in such crazy proportions. He started laughing. So it says the Gemara, Liyamim hefligis v'nasa b'yam. Short time later, he was on the ship in the sea. Chaz malach asharis diyasiv kamanasri avodim tovim amargolis. He saw there were ministering angels that were sitting and they were chiseling out precious stones and pearls. Sheim lamad alamad, which were 30 by 30 amas. V'chalkeben esah b'reim esah, and they were carving out, engraving, cutting, chiseling out an area over there of 10 by a height of 20. So Amalahu Hani Laman. So he said to these Malachim, who are these stones for? Amrlay, they said to him, Sha'asra Kadesh Bochul Hamid Bashar Yerushalayim, because the Kadesh Bochul ultimately put these by the gates of Yerushalayim. So Asla Kamid Rabbi Yechanan. So the student came back in front of Rabbi Yechanan, and Amalay said to his teacher, Darish Rabbi, expound my teacher. L'chono Lidrish, for you it's appropriate to expound, because Kasher Marta Kain Reisi, like you expounded, that's what I saw. So Amalei, Rabbi Yechon responded to him, and he said, Reke, empty one. El Mali re'isoloi hemanta, if you didn't see, you wouldn't believe. Malaglag al divri chachamat, you're someone that scorns the words of the sages. Nasan enabai, he looked at him, v'nasav galash shalat samas, and became a sack, a bundle, a pile of bones, meaning that his whole skin withered away, and he died. Now, the Gemara actually asks on this interpretation of Rabbi Yechon, the way he described the dimensions of these precious gems that will be in the future. Meisvei, from the following brisa. The pasuk says in the Yikra, "Va'oilich eschem koymem miyis." In the future, Hashem says, "I will have you go in standing erect." Now, however, the word koymem miyis doesn't say koymois; it's koymem miyis, two mems, which sounds like two koymois, two heights. So, he says, based on that, he says it's masayim amma, that ultimately the height of the Jewish people will be 200 amas high, which is kishtei kaimah shal admarishan. There's one kaimah, and then there's two kaimahs, meaning admarishan after, although he was at one point from when he was created from one end of the world to the other, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately diminished his height to 100 amas, as the Gemara says in Masechta Chagiga. So when it says the Jewish people in the future will be kaimah miyas, two kaimahs, that will be 200 amas high. Rabbi Yudai, he says, no, mea amah. The Jewish people will be 100 amas high, keneged hegel uksalot, which correlates to the height of the sanctuary, the Beis HaMikdash, and its walls, which in the second Beis HaMikdash was 100 amas high. Shneimar says the pasuk in Tehillim, which compares the Jewish people to the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, asher b'neinu kinetim, that our sons are like saplings, mugudalim in the rain, which have been brought up this way from their youth, b'neseinu kizavias, our daughters are like corners, mechutavis tavnes hechel, carved out the structure of the hechel. So therefore, according to that height, is going to be the same thing of the Jewish people. Now, but one thing we see is that according to the height of the Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be 100 amas high, so according to that measurement, that's how you need the gates to be. That's difficult in Rabbi Yechon, who he said that the height are these stones, which is the gateways of Yerushalayim, is 20 amas high, when here we see that it's actually much more than that, it's actually 100 amas high. Although that's the Beis HaMikdash and this is Yerushalayim, but the Gemara compares those two and seemingly has to be much more than that. So that says the Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yechon, when was Rabbi Yechon describing these precious stones that it's going to have an opening of 20 amas high? It's not the gateways, but rather Lechavi de Bezika. He was actually talking about the windows that are made just for air. That's what the pasuk means when it says Sha'arecha that he was describing. It was the windows of the wall. You're right, the height of the gateways are higher, have to be according to the proportions of the walls, which are 100 amas high. Here, the 20 amas high were just the windows in the gateway. Another teaching from Amar Rabba Amar Bi'echen is Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu la'asa sheva chupas l'chol tzadik b'tzadik. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make 7 canopies for every righteous person. Shneim like says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Uvara Hashem al kol mechoyin haratzioin va'al mekara. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu will create on every establishment of Mount Zion and all its surrounding areas, Anan, all those places which are called together, Anan Yoimam, a cloud by day, V'ashan and smoke, v'noiga and the light of Eish Lahava, of a fiery flame, Lila at nighttime. Kel kol kavet chuppah, because in every dignity and every glory there is a canopy. So on that, if one reads the pasuk, you see this 7 references. This anan yoimam, the cloud by day, is 1. Ashan, smoke, is 2. Noiga, light, is 3. Eish, fire, is 4. Lahava, flame, is 5. Kel kol kavet, because in every glory, that's 6, and chuppah is a canopy, is 7. But actually, Rashbam says that actually, kial kol kovet is not from the calculation of 7, but rather the term of v'sukkah til tzil yoimam, that a canopy that it should be for shade during the daytime, which that comes at the end of that pasuk. That's actually the 7th one, and actually the term of al kol kovet on every dignity is actually, as the Gemara is going to explain right now, which is another concept that you learn from this pasuk. When it says Kal Kol Kavod Chuppah, teaches the Gemara another idea. Malamed, this comes to teach you Shekol Echad VeEchad Oisla Kadosh Baruch Hu Chuppah Lefich Vayde. Every single person gets a canopy according to his dignity. Everyone gets it according to their own unique ones. Now the Gemara asks Ashen VeChuppah Lama. Why is there a smoke in the canopy? Why is that one of the terms that there is for a chuppah? So Amar Rabbi Chanina says, "Shekol misha in of tzaris b'tamidei chacham ba'il mazeh." Because anyone that is stingy, that does not want to benefit from his assets for a Talmudic scholar in this world, mismalav ein of ashen lo'il mabah. His eyes are filled with smoke in the world to come. Ask the Gemara, "Ve'ish b'chupalama? Why is there fire in this canopy in the future?" So Amar Rabbi Chanina says, "Malamish kol echad ve'echad nichva michupaser shechaver." This comes to teach us that every single one gets burnt, so to speak, and that's what it talks about. This fire from the canopy of his friend, meaning the one who has the smaller canopy, which is the term of his abode that he has in the world to come, from his friend who has a bigger one. And moreover, Oyla la Isa Busha, says the Gemara, woe to him that has that embarrassment, Oyla la Isa Chlima, woe to the one that has that humiliation, where in the future you're going to see that, oh, I could have been like that, I could have been more than that, and look what he ended up doing with what he had. A person's going to get burnt from what he sees, the embarrassment that what the person did and what he could have done himself if he would have applied himself. The Gemara says, Ki Yitzu B'dav Ata Omer, a similar concept to this, Oyla Loisa Busha, says the Gemara, we find, the Pasuk of Amidbar says, V'nasata Mahit Chalav, that Hashem told Moshe Beinu that you should put from your glory onto him, onto Yeshua, by passing it, the leadership of the Jewish people onto Yeshua. But the drasha is, what you see from the word is, V'loi Kol Haitcha, it says, from your glory, give to Yeshua, but not all your glory. And the Gemara tells that Zegeinim Shva Isa Adar Amr, the elders of that generation who saw both Moshe and Yeshua, they said, Pnei Moshe kepnei chama. The face of Moshe was like the face of the sun. Pnei Yeshua kepnei levana, but the face of Yeshua is only like the face of the moon, which is only reflects, it doesn't have its own, it's not as strong the light as the sun. And on that is Oila Laisa Busha, Oila Laisa Chlima. Woe to that type of embarrassment, woe to that type of humiliation, where in such a short amount of time, so much dignity, so much honor was lost, because Yeshua was a prophet and a king, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. But still, he couldn't reach the level of kavod that Moshe Rabbeinu had. Continuing on this theme about chuppah, Amar Rab Chama Bar Chanina, he says, Esra chuppas asa kadosh baruch hu la'ad merishim began Eden. Kadosh baruch hu made 10 canopies for Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, Shnemakis, the pasuk in Yecheskel says, where again is responding to that saying that what? Be'eden, in Eden, Gan Elekim Hayisa, in the garden of God were you? Kal Evin Yekar V'Gaimer, every precious stone, etc. Now this pasuk is referenced to Hiram, who is the king of Tsur, that the pasuk is talking about, which is, he's being responded to by saying, what, do you think that you're like Adam Arishin, who was like in Gan Eden? And he had all these chuppos, where it says, Oidem, Pitada, it talks about all these precious types of elements, until the last one, which is the tenth one, which is gold. Now, however, although it says there in the pasuk, Kol Evan Yukara, every precious stone, that this opinion does not consider, because it first says a general term, every precious stone, and then it specifies what every precious stone that we're talking about, which is Oidem, Pitta, etc. Where Mazutra Mahi, however, disagrees, and he says, no, there were actually Achas Esra, there were actually 11 canopies, Shnem, because the 11th one is Kol Evan Yukara, every precious stone. Now, Amr B'Yechon, he says, B'gurush B'kul and Zav, actually the lowest one of those chuppas, which is the lowest element, was actually gold, the kachash of Leila B'Sav, because it's actually the last one of the 10 that are mentioned, and since it's going back on all those, obviously the ones before it were more chashav than the gold one. Now the Gemara says, my, what does it mean over there in the Pasuk when Chiram was being rebuked? We're saying, what do you think? Who do you think you are? Do you think you're even like Adam Harishon that had these 10 chuppas? It says over there that Malachas Tupecha, the work of your drums, unukavecha bach, and your holes are, your orifices are in you, where the pasuk there ends, b'yemi baracha kainanu, on the day that you were created, they were prepared. What's the pasuk saying over there? So Amar Rav Huna Merav, it says, Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu l'chir melech Tzur. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling to Chiram, the king of Tzur. B'chol nistakalti, it was at you that I had looked, meaning when I created the world, says Hashem, I saw that you were ultimately going to rebel and make yourself like you're a god. And therefore, barasi nekav nekav ba'adam, that's why I made that the person should have orifices, holes, which through that he should have to relieve himself and defecate. That's what the pasuk means to say that, he was talking about malachas tupecha, the work of your drums, where a drum is something that has, that's empty inside, that's actually what makes the noise, and it has holes. So it's reference to the person's intestines, which has holes and it's empty inside. And what's what it means, b'yem hibarecha kainanu, on the day that you created, it was prepared, meaning on the day that I, Hashem says that I contemplated to make the world, it's on that day that I made that the person should have to have holes, which again is this lesson about thinking, you think you're a god? Look, here you go, you have to go ahead and relieve yourself. Vigadami, those say a different interpretation, hachikam, this is what Hashem was telling him. B'chon nistakalti was that you that I was looking at, as a continuum at base, and therefore, v'kanasti misal Adam Rishon, and therefore I declared that there should be death for the first man, for Adam Rishon. That's what the pasuk means. That's what it means, tupecha, your drums. It's a reference to the kever, to the grave, which is chalul, which is empty, which is open space, like the drums. Now the Gemara goes back, my, what does this mean, the pasuk that we said when there's seven chuppas for the tzaddikim lasad lavoi? So he said that in that pasuk was a reference regarding Machin beis tziyin v'al mikra'eho. What does it mean v'al mikra'eho, which we translate as the assemblies, the surrounding areas? So actually, Amar Rabba Amar B'yechanon, he says, based on this word mikra'eho, says, like Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh, that the Yerushalayim of these days is not like Yerushalayim shel olam haba, the Yerushalayim of the future, which that's what it was talking about, that in the future, when the future Yerushalayim, where every tzaddik is going to have seven chuppas, where Yerushalayim shel olam hazeh, because Yerushalayim of this world, whoever wants to go up to Yerushalayim could go up. Shalom Abba, but from the future Yerushalayim, from the world to come, in Eilin Elaham Muzimonim La. Only those that are invited are able to go up there, as the Bach adds the words, like it says in the Pasuk, V'am Mikra'eha, on those that are called up to it. Only those are the ones that could come up to Yerushalayim. Another teaching related from V'am Rabba, Amr B'yechanan, Asidin Tzadikim Shenikron Al Shemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, in the future, the righteous will be called by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that their name will be Hashem. Hashem, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, Kal Hanikra Bishmi, whoever is called in my name, Ulechvaydi Berdasav, and for my honor, he was created. Yitzartav Afasisav, I formed him and I made him, meaning the righteous people will have, their name will be Hashem. Now, Amr Bishmul Ban Nachmeni Amr B'yechon, he says, Gimel Nikra Al Shemai Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are three that are called by Hashem's name. And they are tzaddikim, the righteous, Mashiach, Mashiach, Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim. So tzaddikim hodamar, and the righteous, like we just said, as we prove in the pasuk, that they are called by Hashem's name. Mashiach tachsev, the Messiah, as it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, v'zeh shemoyah sheyikro, that this is his name that he'll be called. What's Mashiach's name? Hashem tzidkeinu, Hashem, our righteous one. So you see that he's called by Hashem's name. And Yerushalayim tachsev, Yerushalayim, like it says the pasuk in Yechezkel, that it says saviv, around Yerushalayim, shemoyna aser elef, 18,000 amis, v'shema ir meyem, in the name of the city. From today, Hashem Shama is that Hashem is there. But Al Tikri Shama, says the Gemara, don't read it that Hashem is there, El Shema, that Hashem Shema, that Hashem is its name. Again, the Yerushalayim is called Hashem based on the name of Hashem. Amar Balazi says, Asidin Tzadikim, that ultimately the righteous will be, Sha'omim Lefnein Kaddish, that the ministering angels, the Malachim, will say Kaddish, like we say Kedusha, in front of the righteous, Kedech Sha'im Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they say in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shneim, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, V'hoya ha'nisher b'tzion, v'hanoyse b'Yerushalayim, there will be that those are left in Tzion, and are remnants of Yerushalayim, Kaddish Ya'amaloi, which literally means say, holy, they will be said to him, but you see that Kaddish, which is what Kedusha is, will be said to him, will be said to that tzaddik. Another teaching of Amar Rabba, Amar Yechanan, he says, Asra Kaddish Baruch Hu, like B.S. Yerushalayim, Gimel Parsois L'mayel, ultimately Kaddish Baruch Hu will lift up Yerushalayim three Parsois higher. Shalem, like it says the passing in Zechariah, it says, V'ra'amo, and will be lifted up, V'yashva Tachta, and it will be settled beneath it. Says the Gemara, Tachta, what does it mean, beneath it? It means Kitachta, like the area beneath it, meaning, just like the dimensions of Yerushalayim are three Parsois, that's how much it will be lifted up, which is an elevation of these three parsois. Now says the Gemara, "Mimai dehai tachta atlosa parsi." How do we know that the area beneath it, meaning the dimensions of the length and the width of Yerushalayim, are three parsa? That's how much it will be v'ra'ama, that'll be lifted up. So Amraba says, because Amali Ahusaba, that there was a certain elder that told me, "L'didi chazi Yerushalayim kamai." So I saw the original Yerushalayim, but atlosa parsi, and there was three parsois. Now continues Rabbah, v'shem etem yesh tzar lalis. Maybe you think, okay, so it's going to be elevated three parsois. It's going to be a challenge to walk up, to get up that high, and it's going to be painful. Tamalem, that's the pasuk teaches in Yeshaya that says, mi elu who are these ka'ov to ofenu, that they fly up like clouds, ukuyoinim el arvoseim, and like doves to their dovecots, where that's effortless, and that's how the righteous are going to be. To get up those three parsois is not going to be effort for them. Now, Amar Papa says one thing, Shema Mina, that we learn from this pasuk, from the fact that it compares clouds to the going up of the Yerushalayim of the future, that high Eva, that these clouds, Tlosa Parsa Midli, it's elevated three Parsa from the ground, because it's comparing, which in the future you're going to have to go up to Yerushalayim, the three Parsa, as to how much a cloud goes up from the ground. Now, Amar Bchanina Bar Papa says, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Losses Es Yerushalayim B'midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Yerushalayim in a specific measurement. Shema Mina says a pasuk in Zechariah, Vayomer, and I said, Anato Heilich, where are you going? Vayomer Lai, and he said to me, Lomad Yes Yerushalayim. The Malach was saying, to measure Yerushalayim, to make it small. Liris Kamarach, but Vakama Arka, to see how wide it is and how long it is. So Amr Malach, Asharis Lafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the ministering angel said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yerushalayim, Master of the World, Harba Karachim Barasa Ba'i Lamecha Shal Umas Oilam, there are many cities that you made for the nations of the world. You didn't give it a specific measurement of length and width. So Yerushalayim, regarding Yerushalayim, that your name is in there, and your temple is in there, and the righteous are in there. At the nation of Bamidi, you're going to give a specific limiting measurement? Miyad, so right away the pasuk says over there, and he said to him, roots run, daber elanah halaz lemas, go and speak to that youth, saying that perazah is teisha of Yerushalayim, that you should settle Yerushalayim like open cities. I mean, just like open cities, there's no specific measurement how much it could be settled, because you could expand as much as you want to. So too, Yerushalayim should be settled like that, Me'rev Adam Be'heim B'techa, from the multitude of the people and the animals that are inside of it. Amar Shlakish, he says, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hoyseva Yerushalayim, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add on to Yerushalayim, which as we said is three parasayis, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add on to it, Elef Tefef, Ginois, 1,000 of tefef of gardens, meaning what these are, the word tefef and kefel and litzoy and shiloy, all these things are gematriyos. They're actually numbers. Now, the reason why the statement was said with these types of mnemonics is because it's in the city where they were, that was words that they used to use. So you didn't have to give numbers, you could easily remember it by using words which are those numbers will remind you exactly what the number is. So when you have Tefef, you have 9 and 80 and 80, so it's 169. So it's 169,000 gardens that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add on to Yerushalayim. So to Elef Kefel Megdalim, 1,000 times this word Kefel of these towers, Elef Litzui Biranias, 1,000 times this word Litzui, if you add up the numerics of 30, 10, 96 and 10, that's how many castles HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add on to Yerushalayim. Elef Vishnei Shiloi, 1,002, according to the calculation of the gematria of the word Shiloi, that's how many Tutferois, which are smaller than castles, but it's the same idea, will be added on to Yerushalayim. And moreover, says the Gemara, V'chol Achas V'Achas, and each one of these, Havikit Tzipari B'Shalvasa, will be how Tzipari was in its times of tranquility. Which the Gemara says, Tanya, let Nebraisa, Amr B'Yisi, says, Ani Re'isi Tzipari B'Shalvas. I saw Tzipari in Eretz Yisrael when it was in its peaceful times. V'hayiba Meyo Ushmoinim Elef Shvakim. And there were 180,000 marketplaces just of Shalmechu Tzika Gdera, of those who would sell this dish called Tzika Gdera. That's how big that is. And each one of these things will have these additions, and each one will be that amount of the city of Tzipari. Continuing on this theme, the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yecheskel. Vatzlois and the chambers, tzela el tzela, chamber to chamber, are shalish v'shleshim pa'am, are 33 times. Now the Gemara asks, my shalish u'shleshim pa'am, what does it mean 33 times? Now, the simple translation of the pasuk is going on the chambers, which there were in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, but here, from the extra word pa'amim, it's being expounded, it sounds like, as if there's, when it says shalish vishleshim pa'amim, as if the word shalish means that there were three Yerushalayims, meaning that Yerushalayim is going to be three times added on, and each one will have shleshim pa'amim, will have 30 times, meaning one above the other one, or that you're going to have, you could say pa'amim is going on shalish, where it's saying that you'll have three times and one on top of the other by 30. So the Gemara explains this. So what does this mean? Amr Levi, Amr Papi, Mishum Rebshu de Sichni, that is, Im Gimel Yerushalayim Hain, if Yerushalayim of the world to come will be bigger than the length of this one by three times what it was, then Kol Achas V'Achas Yeshba, then every single house will have Shleishim Medurin Lamala, 30 dwellings, one on top of the other one. So that's if you have three, then you have 30 on top. Now, if the interpretation of Pum is Im Shleishim Yerushalayim Hain, if there's going to be actually 30 Yerushalayims, means it's going to be 30 times the amount of what it currently is, then Kol Achas V'Achas, and each one of these Yerushalayims, again, that expansion, well, Yeshba Shleisha Madurin Lamal, then we'll have three dwellings, one on top of the other. Either way, you're going to come out with this large number of either Shalish with 30 on top, or 30 with 3 on top. Nothing more goes back really to the topic that we won on the previous Blatter, which was talking about this title of this perek of Amecher Es HaSfina. So Idma, we learned that Sfina, regarding a ship, when is it considered acquired to the consumer that then the seller can't back out anymore? Now the reason why this is being discussed is because a ship is a movable item, is metatlan, and by just giving the money, that doesn't acquire a movable item. Rather, the kinyan has to be, that's by karka. But by a movable item, you have to either meshicha, which you have to draw the item to yourself, or it has to be in the person's domain. So that we have machlekes regarding what's considered the final transaction that the seller can't back out anymore by the ship. Rav Amar, he says, kivin shemashach kol shehu, once the consumer drew the ship, even a little bit, even a tefach or a half a tefach, then kani has already acquired the ship. Ushmul Amar, he says, that loy kana ad sheyimshach es kula. No, he has not acquired until he drew the whole entire boat, meaning that the boat comes from the edge of where it was on one side to out of the entire area that it had taken up beforehand. It has to be totally out of that space, so it has to move the entire length of the ship, and only then is it considered that he acquired the boat. Now the Gemara says, let's say this machlekes Rav and Shmuel is the machlekes of the Tanoim of the following Braisa. The Braisa says that Ketzad, how is it regarding a large animal that it's acquired b'mesira by being given over? The Mishnah teaches in the first Perek Masechet Kedushin of Chofeim and Beis that a large animal is acquired with mesira by being given over. A smaller animal is acquired with meshicha by drawing. which is just svara, it's logic, because that's the normative practice, and therefore that's the way of the kinyan. A large animal, you don't carry it, it's because it's too big, so you do it by giving it over, handing over, and a small animal that it's carried, so then you do it by drawing it, by pulling it. So now the Braisa is discussing, how do you do mesira by a large animal? So that says the Braisa achsa, so the consumer grabs on bitlafa, either on the foot of the large animal, according when the seller tells him to do that with his command, thus to be acquiring with mesira, or besara, or he grabs onto its hair, or beukav shaleha, the saddle that's on it, or beshlif shaleha, or in the package that's tied onto the animal, if he grabs onto that, even if he doesn't move it out of its place, still all these things are going to acquire the animal, or beprumbia shabapi, or the bit that's in its mouth that keeps it with connected to the animal, or bezuk shabit savaro, or the bell that's on its neck. Kana, if he does any of these things, if he grabs a hold of it, that's considered mesira. Now, on that continues the Braisa, Ketzad, how is it when a small animal is acquired the meshicha by drawing? So says the Braisa, Karulava hiba, if he calls it and it comes, Oishi kisha b'makal v'ratzel lefanav, or he hits it with a stick and it runs in front of him. So kivin sha'akra yad v'regel kana, once it lifted up, its hand and its foot, meaning its front leg and its back leg, so already has acquired the animal, which that's really a minute amount of meshicha, which is like Rav, because it didn't even move, it just picked up its leg and its hand. Now, Rav Achi v'Amrila, and some say it was Rav Acha Omer, that no, atshetahalich maloi kamasa, that you have not acquired the small animal until it moved its entire length, which is picking up all four of its legs, then it's moved out of its original space, that's considered the kinyan of the Behemoth Daka. That says the Gemara, Lema Rav Dama Ketana Kama. Seems like Rav, who says all you need is a little bit, is like Tana Kama, who says it just could pick up its one leg and one foot. With Shmuel Dama Kerabacha, Shmuel says that you need to go out the entire area of the boat where it was. It's like Kerabacha, who says it has to pick up all four legs. And that says the Gemara, no. Amalcha Rav could tell you, I know the Amri Afila Rabacha. I could even be going like Rabacha. Because explains Rav, Adkan Lakama Rabacha, until now, where do we find Rabacha saying this idea that the animal has to leave Malay Kamas, has to pick up all four of its legs? That's Eleva Balechayim. That's only by living things. Why? Because the Avagav the Akarad Riaga, because even if it would have picked up its one hand and one foot, Beduch the Kaima, it would still be in its place. The actual animal would not have moved out of its place because it's still leaning on its other foot and hand. So it never really left from its spot. So, and that says, Rav, yeah, I would agree to that concept of Rebacha, that wouldn't have been any kinyan, any meshicha, because it didn't move out of its spot. Avosfina, but regarding a boat, kivin de nada bapurta, once it moves a little bit, nada la kulo. So then, really, the entire boat has moved. The other end also moved from where it was. Yeah, the boat is still partly in the space that it was, but the whole entire boat moved out of somewhat of its space. And therefore, Rebacha would agree to me that all it has to move is a tefach or a chatzi tefach. Ushmul, Amashmul, he says, then that no, everyone could agree to me too. I know the army of like Tanakama, I could even make on like the Tanakama, who, although Shmuel said the boat has to leave its entire space, and the Tanakama says that all it has to do is move only one hand and one foot, not all 4 feet, is because Adkan Lakama Tanakama, until now, where do we find Tanakama says it has to, that it only has to move one hand and one foot? Because that's Eleba Balachayim. That's by a living animal. Why? Because Kivin de Mi'akri Yad V'Regel, once it lifts up one hand and one foot, Idach, then the other hand and foot, is also Lemi'akri Kaim, is ultimately being ready to be picked up, and it's as if it already picked up the other hand and foot. And so it's like, because it's getting ready to move. So if it already picked up one hand and one foot, the other one's about to come. So we really consider it as if all four legs have already been lifted up, which that's exactly what Shmuel said, is lifting up the thing from its entire space, which is about to happen. Avosvina, but says Shmuel, but regarding a boat where, like in this case that he disagreed with Rav, if you only moved it a tefach from where it was, then it's not automatically going to be entirely moved from its space. It's a living thing. When it lifts up one hand, it's about to do the rest. So already when it does partly, it's already considered as if the whole thing's moving. But by a boat which doesn't move by itself, So therefore, yes, if you move the thing out of its entire space, then says Shmuel, then it'll be considered kinyan. But if not, then not, because it's not like a living animal, which ultimately going to be here. If you moved it only tefach, that's all you moved, that's all it's going to be, and therefore it didn't totally move its space, and therefore Shmuel disagreed with Rab. But again, this machlekes tanoim doesn't have to be based on the lines of Rab and Shmuel. Each one can interpret both tanoim according to their interpretations.